Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, Friday is here. Got to listen to my girl Mariah when she says the holiday season is upon us. Lots going on today, including a look at everything new hitting theaters and streaming this weekend. Plus, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is back. We're going to tell you everything new to expect this year. But right now, let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario Lopez. The Queen of Christmas is back in the Mario Music Minute. Mariah has given us the okay to start thinking about the holidays. Appreciate that blessing. She's got a new Apple TV Plus special coming out next month and a new single with Kirk Franklin and Khalid, Fall in Love at Christmas.
Oh, baby,
just in the Christmas mood already.
Already, huh?
I am.
I love it. If you want something that's more like a ballad, how about the old school Goo Goo Dolls, who just dropped one last song about Christmas?
Here's to one last song about Christmas. Oh, how I miss us. And all of our friends raise a glass and...
Yeah, it's good to see Goo Goo Dolls back.
Yeah, a little 90s love right there. I'm in the spirit, too.
Find out more about the song right now at onwithmario.com. This is On With Mario Lopez, coming to you from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here, and I want to bring this up because it's trending. Megan Thee Stallion setting the internet into a total tizzy with this cover shoot for Glamour's Women of the Year. This is not the look we're used to seeing from her in her videos. See what everyone's talking about over at onwithmario.com. Mario Lopez here. Quick reminder that we change our clocks this week. Set them back an hour Saturday night. Looking forward to that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm telling you. Here's the only thing. Well, it's funny. First of all,
we won't get the extra hour of sleep because Santino doesn't understand.
Back when we were younger, it used to be an extra hour of partying and drinking. I remember I was very excited about that. But now it is an extra hour of sleep. Hopefully our youngest will accommodate that. All right, let's get back to the music. You're on Mario Lopez, and Carol Baskins has a gift for Netflix, a lawsuit.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
Well, I wondered about this because Carol Baskins personally told me she would never do the Tiger King sequel. She felt duped into the first one, thought she was doing a film to raise awareness about animal cruelty. Well, she sort of
did. She kind of did.
Yeah, she kind of did. Yeah. All kinds of footage of her in the new trailer, however, and Carol has sued Netflix, saying she only allowed her footage to appear in the original. She wants any appearance removed before the sequel, before it airs on the 17th. Well, she might have a case, actually.
Well, except they own the footage.
Well, they own the footage, but she only licensed it for the first film. Unless they're using flashback footage or in that vein, then they might have a leg to stand on Netflix.
No, don't say that. One of those people lost their legs to a tiger.
Oh, that's that horrible. Was that cold as ice?
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Y'all, with Mario Courtney Lopez, music rolls on. But first, a quick look at what's new on TV and streaming tonight. The History Channel debuts a new show called The Center Seat. It's a documentary series all about the history of Star Trek. So nerds will like that. Kidding. And Netflix has season 3 of Narcos Mexico. I was telling my wife last night, I am so pleasantly overwhelmed right now. Because we have one episode left of Impeachment, which has turned out to be really good, by the way.
Very good.
Then I have to finish Billions. And then we have Succession and Narcos all happening at the same time.
That's true. Those are a couple of your shows. So I will enjoy going to bed early and cuddling up with you. But you know
you
what?
You do that anyway. Even though when they're your shows, you do that anyway.
Yeah, but then this will be guilt-free.
Mario Lopez here. Lots to talk about this hour, including Gaga's new feud with the woman she's playing on camera. Now let's keep the music going. It's time for must-see movies with Mario Courtney Lopez. Here's what's new in theaters and beyond this weekend.
Eternals is in theaters. This is a Marvel movie with Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek as a secret group that defends the Earth from deviants.
Ooh. You know, this is directed by Chloe Zhao, who won an Academy Award for Nomadland. Mm-hmm. She literally went from a budget of like $1.5 million to now, I believe it was like $150 million or some crazy. Can you imagine that? You go directing the small film, you get the accolades, and all of a sudden you get like an abundance of money that... She could probably have done the movie for maybe 20, realistically.
Yeah, I'd use 20 and pocket the rest.
Yeah, it didn't work that way. But I was just like, what an amazing transition as a director, right? To be able to jump from that to that.
Finch on Apple TV Plus. On a post-apocalyptic Earth, Tom Hanks builds a robot to protect his dog after he's gone. See, I won't watch this movie because I can't even pronounce what it's about.
You know, first of all, why does he know his dog is going to outlive him? That's what I want to know.
No, I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but maybe if something happens to him, he wants to make sure his dog is taken.
The apocalypse, you know, things are rough.
So basically it's Castaway, but like on another planet.
But in the desert with a robot and a dog. Yeah.
We'll have to figure out.
He's a loner. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you know Tom Hanks can survive alone. So
he ends up in really bad situations a lot.
Him and Matt Damon.
Yes, both of them.
Red Notice, it's on Netflix. The Rock is an FBI agent tracking down the world's most wanted criminals. Gal Gadot and Ryan Reynolds are also in it. Man, The Rock is just everywhere.
Killing it. Love the work ethic. And this is Netflix's biggest budget movie yet.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
More music coming after some quick Hollywood buzz. Director Christopher Nolan just announced his next project, a World War II epic about the birth of the atom bomb. It's called Oppenheimer, who was the inventor, of course, of the atom bomb. Wow. Sounds like a blast. Dad joke right there. Check this out. Very cool cast. Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy, and Emily Blunt. Going to be looking out for this one. What up? It's Mario Lopez. More music on the way. But this House of Gucci biopic is causing some drama off camera. The woman Gaga's playing thinks Mother Monster should have kissed the ring. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez and Gaga going method.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So there's a lot of buzz right now about this House of Gucci movie. Lady Gaga plays the socialite Patricia Reggiani. Great name. She even spoke with an accent for the entire shoot, even behind the cameras. Okay. But Patricia herself is annoyed that Gaga never met her to get to know her. Well, here's Gaga's response. Nobody was going to tell me who Patricia Gucci was, not even Patricia Gucci.
What? You're playing this woman.
Who's very much still alive. Exactly. I could see her having that attitude if she was no longer with us, because then she gives her own interpretation. But the fact that she's still very much alive, you would want to use that source.
I think that's just a defense mechanism, because maybe she thinks she should have met with her and she's just trying to... get out of it or...
Well, that's not an appropriate response, no. I think. You do have to pay some sort of respect, and I feel it would have been to her benefit to me.
I don't want
to
see this woman playing somebody who's really what didn't act like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Every day is a holiday around here, even during the holiday season. So today, we are celebrating National Redhead Day. Yes, gingers unite. All right, who are your Mount Rushmore of redheads? I'm going to go. My guy, Ron Howard.
Okay.
Opie Cunningham. Can't beat him. Okay. Then Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Solid, very talented ginger. Then Rick Astley for the throwback.
Yes. And his hair is epic.
And he looks tremendous. For a fourth, I might have to go with my guy Canelo, the boxer.
Yeah.
Because he is iconic. That's a pretty good Mount Rushmore of gingers.
Yeah. How can you not say Lucille Ball?
I'm sorry. She trumps all of them. She is her own monument.
No, that's because she was in black and white.
She's still a redhead, but she is her own monument. Not even on the Mount Rushmore. She deserves her own deal.
Peg Bundy.
Yes. Not a real redhead.
That was a wig.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What up? It's Mario Lopez here to have some fun on a Friday. So after a few more songs, it's time to play Jeopardy. Game night is next. You're all with Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get our game faces on. Today's edition of the Pop Culture Pop Quiz will be played in the style of Jeopardy. Here are today's topics: high-tech holiday gifts, famous Scorpios, that's the astrological sign that we're in right now, and things in autumn. I'm going to give my wife control of the board. Honey, you go first.
You're so sweet. I'm going to say autumn things for 400.
Wow, you don't like to start off at the bottom.
Autumn things for 400. It's been worn by sailors since the 1700s. It got its name from the course heavy cloth that it's made of, the Dutch pige cloth. Mario.
It is that little hat they wear.
In the form of a question, please.
What is the little hat that sailors wear?
That is incorrect. Courtney.
What is a plaid shawl?
Incorrect. What is a peacoat? All right.
Yes,
Courtney,
okay, I got to pay better attention.
Courtney still has control of the board.
High-tech gifts for two hunji.
They're the reason why you look like you're talking to yourself or broke off a Q-tip. Mario.
What are earbuds?
Judges? I think we're looking for something more specific.
Okay, go. You.
What are AirPods?
That is correct.
Oh, come on! That's the same thing!
Courtney has minus 200. Mario has negative 600. Courtney?
I will take high-tech gifts for 600.
It's the gift that you'll probably fly a half dozen times before it crashes on your neighbor's roof. Mario.
Drone. What is a drone?
That is correct.
That's it. Exactly.
All right. We'll take a break. It is currently Mario 0, Courtney negative 200. We'll come back and do some more.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Courtney Lopez here in the middle of a game of Jeopardy. I currently have control of the board. I will go with famous Scorpios for 200.
Famous Scorpios for 200. Her birth name is Karen Elaine Johnson. She's an EGOT winner, but she's most known for playing a singing nun. Mario.
Who is Whoopi Goldberg?
Karen.
Say
is her
a little
name?
Prayer for you.
Her name is Karen.
It is.
Oh, she's probably so happy. She
yes.
Changed.
You still have control of the board. It is 200 Mario to negative 200 Courtney.
Famous Scorpios for 400. I'll stick with what's worth.
Famous it. Scorpios
stick with
for
it.
Even though I got high tech gifts.
400. He has 4 Grammys and 54 top 10 hits, but some fans will always know him as Jimmy Brooks from Degrassi, The Next Generation. Mario.
Who is my guy Drizzy Drake?
That is correct. It is 600 to negative 200. We'll play some music, come back, and do some more.
Wow. We've been playing Jeopardy all hour. My wife has negative 500 points.
200.
Negative 200 points. I have...
600.
600 positive points. So clearly I have control of the board. I will continue the sweep with famous Scorpios for 600.
He is a Marine veteran, which may be how he learned to handle a lightsaber as Kylo Ren. Mario.
Ooh, and he was in San Diego, too. Who is my guy, Adam Driver?
Who is Adam Driver is correct.
Yes.
You know what? This isn't fair because I feel like this age difference really...
Age difference? He's your age, younger than you,
no,
Adam Driver.
Our age difference.
What does that have to do with that?
Because the knowledge is different.
What do you pick?
I'll go Autumn Things for 200.
Autumn Things for 200. It was first proposed by Benjamin Franklin in 1784 as a way to conserve candles and extend sunlight. Courtney.
What is electricity?
I mean, that would be a good answer and solve the problem, but that is incorrect.
Oh,
Mario.
What is daylight savings time?
That is correct.
Yes, yes.
All right, we're going to play some music, come back, and we'll wrap this up. It is 1,400 to negative 200. Mario's winning.
Wow. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to close out our Jeopardy board. The score is 5,000.
No.
No, what is it?
1,400 to negative 200.
1,400 to negative 200. Your boy is winning. Mrs. Lopez feels like she's going to come back. However, I have control of the board, and I want to finish it out with high-tech gifts, 400.
They're the reason why your kid is playing Mario Kart at the dinner table. Courtney.
What is an iPad?
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess, too. They're the reason. Oh, why your kids are playing together at the table.
Mario.
What is Wi-Fi?
What is Wi-Fi is incorrect. What is the
PS4?
What is the Nintendo Switch? The last thing on the board, Autumn Things for 600. And then we'll get to Final Jeopardy after that. So, in the age of exploration, this was safer to drink than bacteria-filled water. Courtney.
What is your urine?
That is incorrect.
What is rain? What is rain?
Rain is incorrect. What is apple cider? What is apple Ooh. Cider?
Rain was a good guess, though, right?
Rain was a good guess.
So was fall. Urine.
All right, it is now time for Final Jeopardy, so get ready to wager none of the money you have, Courtney. Mario, how much do you want to wager?
I will wager 700, since no matter what, I still win.
All right, 700. Courtney has nothing to wager. All right, here we go. The category is Saved by the Bell, since the new season is premiering this fall. They're the two main cast members who didn't appear in all 86 episodes of the OG series.
I don't have a writing utensil, so I'm just going to tell you. I believe it's Elizabeth Berkley and Tiffany Thiessen.
That is correct.
Wow, I totally guessed.
I thought it was you.
So yeah. It is back up to 1,500 for you. You win the game, Mr. Lopez.
Oh, he's going to buy me something.
Oh, no.
It's not real money, so.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're all Mario Courtney Lopez celebrating some celebrity birthdays. We're going to try to guess the ages. Who do we got?
Sam Rockwell. From Vice, Three Billboards, and something Montana, Iron Man 2.
Good actor, Sam Rockwell. I'm going to say Sam Rockwell is 51 years old.
Sam is 53.
Sam is 53.
Woo! Wow, nice. All right, I'm coming back.
Tilda Swinton from Doctor Strange, Michael Clayton, Benjamin Button.
Go ahead, honey.
Tilda is 49.
Tilda's 46.
61.
Oh, yeah. She looks great, though.
Yeah,
that's
she
what
does.
We guess.
I need her doctor's information.
And Famke Jensen.
Former Bond girl.
Yes, X-Men. She was in Taken.
I'm going to say Famke's 50 years old.
Oh, she looking good. She 51.
She is 56.
Wow. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. We're going to keep the music going after a quick history lesson. On this day in 2002, 19 years ago, this video premiered. Wow, 19 years ago, Jennifer Lopez, of course. My favorite thing from that era is she came out with those juicy sweats mm-hmm. with the shorts and the right. Those were just very yeah. flattering. You look good in those, honey. Those need to make a comeback.
I gave mine all away. I should have kept them.
Oh, that's a fail. You're on Mario Lopez and the Macy's Parade is back.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So this year's Thanksgiving Day parade will be back to its pre-pandemic form. We're talking 15 giant balloons, 28 floats, 10 marching bands, 9 performers, and of course, Santa at the end. This year's new balloons include Ada Twist, scientist from Netflix, Pikachu from Pokemon. Performers include Carrie Underwood, Rob Thomas, Foreigner, and Andy Grammer. Tradition that's been going on, I believe, close to 100 years. Very, very cold those Thanksgiving mornings. I've experienced it in person.
You forgot your coat, didn't you?
Forgot my coat. My wife's actually danced in it, I believe, a couple of times as well. But yeah, you're there bright and early. Very, very cold. You better be bundled.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. We've already got our first mini holiday miracle, at least if you're an Ed Sheeran fan. He's been cleared to perform on SNL tomorrow night. No longer COVID positive. Good for Ed. Very interested to see these new songs live. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. We got a sweepstakes where you can win $1,000 cash and a chance to win a VIP trip to New York for this year's Jingle Ball concert.
Great lineup. The Jonas Brothers, Dua Lipa, Ed Sheeran. Just text the keyword cash now to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. We're going to give you the final word before we head off for the weekend. Who gets our tweet of the week?
At Perfect Man Stan tweets, the perfect man has Mario Lopez's talent, Wayne Brady's charisma, and Christian Bale's special cruelty.
Whoa, perfect man. Thank you so much. That is a very, very nice compliment right there. Perfect man, you know what? You sound pretty darn perfect to me.
You too can be the tweet of the week. Just tweet us at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, looking forward to Monday's show. We're going to meet Jimmy Allen, the country singer, who's making a run on Dancing with the Stars. Until then, Mario Lopez here saying good night.
On With Mario Lopez.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.